Good morning and welcome and happy Thanksgiving. I want to share this message as we look to Thanksgiving this week. This message, Reason to be Thankful. We're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. But before that, I want us to go to Philippians. And let's look at Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Someone said, we often count our blessings on our fingers, but use a calculator to count our troubles. Our text, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, commands us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. If the hymn writer Fanny Crosby had not been blind, we might not have had all the beautiful hymns she wrote. Though she was blind, she could rejoice in the Lord, and she really did. Although she was blind, it is estimated that she wrote thousands of hymns during her lifetime. And history tells us about her that she composed in her mind, while blind, composed in her mind as many as 15 different hymns at the same time. She wrote thousands of them, and she wrote so many, one writer said, that the publishers were almost embarrassed that she wrote so many, and they began to publish her hymns, her songs, with as many as 6 different pseudonyms, so that they weren't all Fanny Crosby. Though she was blind, she could rejoice in the Lord. What about us who have our sight? Many of God's blessings come in the context of problems and sickness. Problems and sickness can drive us to our knees and cause us to seek God. By seeking God as the result of issues, we get to know him better. In everything, give thanks. Is there really any reason to be thankful in my life? In Christ, God is with us. Whatever comes, it is his will that we find joy in every condition of life. But we must see beyond the circumstances. In The Hiding Place, the book, the movie, in The Hiding Place, Corrie Ten Boom tells of the time that she and her sister were forced to take off all their clothes during various Nazi inspections at the death camps. Miss Ten Boom stood in line feeling forsaken and defiled, when suddenly she remembered that Jesus was hung naked on the cross. She was struck with wonder and worship during that seemingly forsaken moment. Corrie Ten Boom then leaned forward and whispered to her sister Betsy, they took his clothes 2. Betsy gasped and turned. Oh, Corey. And I never thanked him. In everything, give thanks. Matthew Henry, who lived in the 1600s and into the 1700s, he was quoted often by the founders of the United States. He's remembered today for his Bible commentary. During his lifetime, he was known for his gratitude. On one occasion, he was robbed while walking down a street. The thieves took everything of value. Later that night, Matthew Henry wrote the following in his diary. I am thankful that during these years, I have not been robbed until now. Also, even though they took my money, they did not take my life. And although they took all I had, it was not much. And finally, I am grateful that it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed. In everything, give thanks. Why? For what? First, thank God for people, for parents by obeying them, for others by living in unity with them. Second, thank God for prayer, for the very privilege of prayer, for the promises of prayer, for the power of prayer. And then third, thank God for pardon of sin, for pardon from separation of hell, for pardon from selfishness by surrender. Is Jesus your personal Savior and Lord? God's Word declares that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, and that is a spiritual death beyond physical death itself, a spiritual death in hell, separated from God for all of eternity as punishment for our sin. But the Bible also says the gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. Why would he save us from the hell we deserve in punishment of sin? Why would he save us? Because he loves us. John 3:16 makes it clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Lord demonstrated his love for us in that while we were still in our sin, Christ died for us on the cross. He went to the cross and took our punishment on himself. He became sin. He became our sin. And he took the punishment of sin, God's wrath, in our place, because God loved us. So if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, that means we witness to our belief that he died for us, and believe in our heart that he rose from the dead, and that he can give us victory over death for eternal life, we shall be saved from the punishment of hell. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord, who asks for forgiveness of sin, shall be saved and granted the hope of eternal life. Okay, you profess Jesus as your Savior, but are you surrendered to him as Lord? Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 make it clear we're called to be sacrificed to God's will. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then fourth, thank God for peace. His perfect peace with him. No more enmity, no more war with God. We're at peace with him. Christ promised peace in him. In our relationship, we have peace with God. We have peace in this world. And the Spirit's peace from worry and anxiety by giving everything to him and seek him. And then fifth, thank God for problems. What? Yeah. Sickness, so that you can experience his grace. Thank him for affliction, so you can learn about his ways. Trouble, so you can see that all things do work together for good. And then six, thank God for persecution. Living for God brings persecution. All Christians must suffer. That scripture tells us that. If we suffer with Christ, we'll also reign with him. In everything, give thanks. Without expressing gratitude in difficult situations, in difficult circumstances, it would be easy to overlook God's blessings. Abraham Lincoln said, "We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied us and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of the redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God that made us." What was President Lincoln's solution? His solution for America back then still applies to us individually now. He suggested the people take three steps. First, with hearts grateful for his mercy, humble ourselves before God. Second, with hearts open before him, confess our sins. And then third, with hearts willing to change before him, pray for his forgiveness. May we never be too proud to pray. May we never be too arrogant to be thankful for God's blessings. In everything, give thanks. And what is the greatest reason for thanksgiving? Well, listen, as you gather with family and friends this week to enjoy some food and fellowship on Thanksgiving Day, share your salvation testimony. How you came to place your trust in Jesus Christ to gain forgiveness of sin and the hope of eternal life. Why not just stop right now? Just close your eyes and spend a moment in gratitude. Can you think of something right now? Can you think of something to be thankful for? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you call us to be thankful in everything. It's your will that we would be. And Father, I just pray that each one of us, as we are before you in the time of worship, as we seek to engage you in your word, in worship, that the Holy Spirit would do business with each one of us, that we would be reminded of the many blessings, that we would be reminded of the great work that you've done in each one of our lives, and that we, each one of us, would give you thanks, give you praise, demonstrate our gratefulness for what you did for us in Jesus Christ, for the hope of eternal life. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. You have a great day and happy Thanksgiving.